the drugs and the human trafficking that's happening at the border. It's not staying at the border. It's being disseminated into the states. Earlier this year, 10,500 pounds of fentanyl was seized, and that was more than the last 3 years combined, and we're not even through the year yet. That's 10,500 pounds. It takes 2 milligrams to prove fatal. That's enough fentanyl to kill 7 times the U.S. population. It's real. And, you know, that's what we seized, that they were telling us that the cartel are making $400 million a month moving people across the border. I mean, for heaven's sakes, it's the human trafficking, the sex trade. I mean, it's sad. It's real. The numbers are going to continue. You know, we've got another large migration that's making its way to the border. And honestly, the policies that the president has in place it incentivizes them. I mean, if you see 17,000 people under a bridge and the next day they're gone, what does that say to people that are on their way up? Get there and then you're in. So it's real. It's scary. He has a constitutional obligation to secure the border and protect Americans and to stop this crisis, and he's not.